crowds pretty rapidly turned on Jesus. Just moments before, after he had finished reading the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, everyone had rejoiced because he had told them that the Lord's day is here. He'd given them all good news to let them know he was bringing them salvation, and they were happy. They were finally hearing someone speak with authority, to speak the words that they had been longing to hear. But then Jesus kept speaking, and the crowds began to turn on him because Jesus makes something clear to them that they didn't want to hear. He told them that they would have to change. It didn't matter how much they rejoiced in the good news. If they continued to be like they were, their salvation would not arrive. That is, to truly enter the kingdom of God requires something on our part. It requires that we open up our hearts and be willing to change. And at times that can seem a bit unfair. After all, right, God loves us. Surely he'll just take us as we are. And to an extent he does. But the truth is, if we really want to live life in the kingdom of God, to live life in heaven where things are peaceful, just, loving, then we have to change to live there. If we tried to enter such a realm as we are, we would immediately ruin it. Our sins, our selfish choices would destroy everything. The only way to truly live in the kingdom of God is by following the rules of the kingdom of God, having our hearts transformed and making us like Christ himself. And that's what life really is all about. Life is a kind of training ground. It's the place where we can practice trying to live according to God's law, according to the very logic of heaven and his kingdom. It's the place where we can make mistakes and still receive forgiveness, but throughout life to slowly open our hearts more and more to being like Christ, to knowing his love, to showing his mercy to others. If we will open our hearts in that way, he will transform us. He will make it so that we can be true citizens of heaven, so that we can enter into a peaceful and loving place and it remain a peaceful and loving place. We cannot be like the crowds who heard good news and rejoiced, but then tried to throw Jesus off a cliff because he demanded something of them. But rather, we have to be like the disciples, opening our hearts, recognizing that we will make many failures along the way, but nonetheless committing ourselves to that process of change, of becoming ever more like Christ and learning to love one another as he loved us.